Blog Talk Radio.
Today, blogtalkradio.com listener. Today's teaching is The Cross Has the Final Word. I am Brother Grant, and I am excited to welcome you to Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am Brother Grant, and I'm here to tell you about Church Lady Ministry. Our goal is to teach you how to live a successful Christian life through biblical application. We have two key ideas here. One is how to, and the other is application. The key is application to living our lives. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and to apply the Word to our daily living. When we do these two things, we teach the Word of God and we serve the less fortunate. And those are the things we do. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And now today, we're going to look at The Cross Has the Final Word. This year, we're on a path to know God's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 32nd teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We're teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And the Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is there's one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is very similar to our own human identity theory. And that being said, my name is Artis Grant Jr. I'm the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. So as I've said, to break this down, the Trinity theory into language that makes sense to us, at the same time, I am one, a junior, two, a father, and three, a son. And likewise, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I hope this analogy helps to clarify the Godhead theory for those of you who are not familiar with that term. Now, amen, and we will now look at what God has sent in His Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ. He wants to carry this work on in me and you. And this is all a setup because right now you and I have everything we need to be saved and live in victory. Now, here at Church Lady Ministries, our goal is to provide Bible training that will help you and I all live in victory. Now, can you use a little victory in your life? We are here to support you in obtaining your victory. Now, our radio ministry background is we started teaching on Blog Talk Radio in 2013, and that's at blogtalkradio.com. Currently, we have 101 published episodes or teachings available. Which means you can listen to our programs at any time. And we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can share our programs with friends of yours and family members. And they can all also listen and gain much from our teachings. The Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, which means all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate at the same time. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving, to support the teaching of the gospel, and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our story is, on the brief side, one that don't let our name fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. But Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless populations in Tacoma and Seattle, Washington, for many years. And as an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name Church Lady was given to minister artists by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. And thus we have Church Lady Ministry. We minister to all. There are two things we do. We teach the Bible, and we serve the less fortunate, homeless men, women, and children. Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those to whom are bound. Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to see people have their lives changed for the better with their personal relationship with Christ. The Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics, and she focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively, illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Because our mission is to serve the less fortunate. The ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing." We serve homeless men, as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter. Now, Minister Artist Oliver, also known as a church lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And she has traveled international with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screen, if you're using a computer, you'll see inspirational clip art, as well as our ministry contact information. Now, we want to encourage those of you that want to use your cell phones, you can get us on your cell phone and listen to us anywhere. And we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. You can partner with us to serve the less fortunate. For just $9.99 a month, partnership is a great opportunity for you to help us to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to serve the less fortunate. Now, to become a ministry partner, you can call us today to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you a ministry partner package. The Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. Now, today, we're going to look at the subject of the cross has the final word, and I know you're going to be blessed by today's teaching, because there's something very special that's going to happen for the first time today on our program. So now, let's join our church lady for today's teaching. Good afternoon, church lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Well, it is so good to be back.
Yes,
it
is.
I have missed you, and I've missed our Church Lady Now listeners.
Well, we are ready to present.
Okay, well, everybody knows we have not been on the air for 2 weeks. And during that time, we had an opportunity, that is my sister and I, had an opportunity to visit Victoria, B.C., and we went to the Joyce Myers Women's Only Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. We enjoyed our time away, and it is good to be back, and I'm glad that you are listening today because I've got a word for you. A word for you. So good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about the cross has the final word. This teaching is inspired by a song that we sang at the Joyce Meyers Conference. There's a chorus in this song that has just resonated in my spirit over and over and over again. The name of the song is Final Word. And the lyrics are by Wells, W-E-L-S. And this song, every time we played it, my spirit, every time we sang it, I should say, my spirit would just get excited. And so what I want to do is I want to give you just a little taste of the lyrics to the song because I want you to listen to it. Again, the name of the song is Final Word, and it's by Wells, W-E-L-L-S. Now, the song goes like this. The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. The Savior has come to the morning light. So it goes like this. The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. He traded death for eternal life. The cross has the final word. Just wanted to give you a little taste of that. And the song ends with, whatever may come by his side, the cross has the final word. That's powerful. The cross has the final word. So today in our teaching, we're going to be exploring the cross has the final word. Let's start with a little background. In contemporary Christianity, the cross is a symbol of the atonement, and it reminds us Christians of God's love in his sacrificing his son for humanity. The cross represents Jesus' victory over sin and death. We believe it is through his death and resurrection that he conquered death itself. Now, historians have found that our use of the cross as a symbol did not begin until the time of Constantine. That is 3 centuries ago. To date, archaeologists have not found any use of the cross before that time. So now let's look at what is the cross? The cross is an upright post with a transverse bar, as used in antiquity for crucifixion. Now, antiquity refers to any period before the Middle Ages, but it's still within our Western civilization, based on history. Now, the Encyclopedia Britannica puts it this way. It says that the cross is the principal symbol of the Christian religion. That the cross recalls the crucifixion of Jesus and the redeeming benefits of his passion and death. It goes on to say that the cross is a sign both of Christ himself and of the faith of Christians. That is, of the faith of you and I. The cross is a religious symbol. Where did it come from? Vine's Expository Dictionary, that's the Bible dictionary, says that the cross is a pail or a stake, which is different from what the church calls the cross. What the church calls the cross is a two-beamed symbol. Now, the shape of the cross had its origins in Chaldea and was used as a symbol of the god Tammuz. By the middle of the 3rd century, churches had departed from certain doctrines of the Christian faith. Did you hear that? The church had departed from certain doctrines. In order to increase the prestige of the church, systems of pagans were received into the church and were allowed to retain their pagan signs and symbols. So when the church let in the non-church, with them came some symbols. With them came some signs. And the church allowed the symbols and the signs. So what does the Bible say about the cross? In Matthew, the Bible says that as they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. So the Bible says that a man was forced to carry the cross. Matthew goes on to say, and saying, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God. You see, the cross in some cultures was considered a tree. And Jesus was crucified on that tree. In 1 Corinthians, the Bible says that, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. The cross is a place of power. The cross is a tree of power. Now, in Galatians, the Bible says, those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. So here in Galatians, they're talking about that there is maybe a mistreatment that one can receive because of the cross. The Apostle Paul says, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Paul is saying here that there's a personal victory for you and I because of what Jesus did at the cross. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16, the Bible says, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. The cross reconciles. The cross reconciles us to God. In Philippians, the Bible says that, for as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross. From Philippians, we learn that there are enemies of Jesus. There are enemies of the cross. And then Hebrews 12, 2, the Bible says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews tells us that there is victory over death at the cross. Victory over death to live again. Now, what does it mean when people wear a cross around their necks? Now, we're going somewhere with this, so follow me. The cross of Jesus is the foundation of the Christian faith. The cross tells us who God is at his core. At his core, God is love. We're not talking about romantic love. We are talking about preferential, sacrificial love. The Bible says, and now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love. That's 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now, just as God gives love, he expects us to love. Yeah, I said it. God expects us to love. We are commanded to love God. In Deuteronomy 6:5, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. The cross is a place of pain and sorrow, as well as a place of healing and deliverance. At the cross, Jesus was crucified, which was a terrible death of torture. Now, we know from our previous teachings that Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus said in John 10:30, I and the Father are one. So from the scripture, we can deduct that God went to the cross. Did you hear that? God went to the cross for you and for me. We know from the Bible that Jesus and God are one. And we know that Jesus was despised and that he was rejected and that he suffered and that he is familiar with pain. You see, without the cross, there is no Christianity. Because Christ died on the cross. Christ died on the cross. And anyone who confesses him as Savior by faith is delivered from the cost of sin. At the cross, Jesus bore our sins. But there's something else that he did at the cross. At the cross, he made available to us power. There is power at the cross. Now, this power provides ongoing life, transforming power that is at work every second, every minute, every hour, every day. The cross does have the final word, because there's power at the cross that's available to you and to I to live every second, every minute, every hour, every day. The cross conquered death and made a way for us to live a victorious life by the Holy Spirit. We can see God in all his glory by looking at Jesus on the cross. Jesus died on the cross and he rose again. He defeated death and the grave for us to have life. You see, the cross is the door where we enter life. We enter into the life of Christ. We become spiritually powerful and strong when we understand the cross. Understanding the cross brings stability into our Christian walk. The power of the cross makes us new creatures. Okay, I'm telling you something now. The power of the cross makes us new creatures. You see, the cross separates us from sin and death. The cross separates us from the penalty of sin by doing a work in us. The work of the cross in our lives is death to self. There are two aspects to our relationship with God: knowing him and serving him. I believe that serving him comes out of knowing him. The cross can be seen through a revelation by the Holy Spirit. Through the cross, God has given us, God has given you and me a new nature, a new house, a new ruler and Lord, a new mind, a new friend and high priest. We're talking about the cross now. Through the cross, God has given us a comforter and teacher. Victory over Satan, victory over death, and continual washing of sin. Through the cross, we have access to God's glory, power, satisfaction, rest, insight, grace, and through the cross, we have access to death of self. You see, the cross changes our thinking. It changes our thinking and sets us free. Now, it's time for you and I to enter into greater freedom. It's time for us to die with him so that we can live with him, so that we can enter that place of victorious living. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31, but these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In the name of Jesus, we can have life. We have life in the name of Jesus. We are reckoned to life, alive unto God through Jesus Christ. The presence of all that is not of God has been rendered powerless. And it only has power if we give it to it. So anything that's not of God and it has power over us, we have given it power. But we can take our power back. We can take control back. Because, see, the last word that Jesus spoke on the cross was, "It is finished." When he received that last drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. That's John 19:30. It is a spiritual principle that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. That is, we are renewed by what we focus on, be it positive or negative. The cross has the final word. The cross gives us the new nature. The cross gives us a new house, a new ruler, a new mind. The cross gives us a friend, a comforter and a teacher, victory, and continual washing. It is my prayer that this teaching has open your spirit to the cross as the final word. The final word is that you have a new nature and that you have a home in heaven and that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior and that when we are renewed, that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And how do you do that? By getting into the Word. And an easy way to start that would be after this program today, to go to the back of your Bible. In the very back of all Bibles is a section called Concordance. And you can do two things in the Concordance that will help you with getting to the place where you are being transformed and accessing more of what God has for you. There are two things you can do with this Concordance. You can look up in the back the word cross, and you will see some of the scriptures that are listed in your Bible that pertain to the word cross. Look each one up. You know, the Bible tells us to seek and to knock, and then when we seek and then we knock, the door will be open. So what I'm sharing with you, if you start seeking and knocking in this word, that the door will be open. Revelation, knowledge, transformation, in addition to looking up the word cross, you can look up the word holy. And under the word holy, you will find scriptures that pertain to the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Teacher. And as you look up those scriptures, the Word of God will start to minister to you. And you'll start to acquire that new mind. It is truly our prayer here at Church Lady Ministries that you get a hold of this revelation, that the cross does have the final word. And there's victory for us in Jesus Christ today. Wow. It's time to close our program. I really enjoyed our time together, and I truly pray that this word is revealed in your spirits. Now it's time to go back to Brother Grant.
And yes, it's going to be a long closing today, because listeners, I want you to have available to you the citations for The Cross Has the Final Word. The cross gives us the following. Now, they were mentioned by Church Lady. I'm going to go through them with their biblical reference, and you can listen again to replay this through the library if you actually want to look them up. The cross gives us a new nature, and that's Romans 6, verse 6. A new house, Ephesians 2, verse 6. A new ruler and Lord, Galatians 1, verse 13. A new mind, 2 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. A new friend and high priest, Hebrews 7, verse 25. A comforter and teacher, John 14, verse 26. Victory over Satan, 1 Galatians 2, verse 15. Victory over death, 2 Timothy 1, verse 10. Continual washing of sin, 1 John 1, verse 7. So, those you can look up and you can verify for your own learning and comfort that the cross has the final word. Now, before we say goodbye, I want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. And that is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So this year, we have been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This has been our 32nd teaching in the series titled, Come Holy Spirit. And you can contact us if you want to get more information. We invite you to follow us on our social media channels of Facebook at Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Now, or excuse me, Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries on Facebook. We also have, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So you can look us up in the archives of blogtalkradio.com. Our program name is Church Lady Now. You can go into the library and you can get more information. So, those are opportunities that you have to follow us. We want to thank you for joining us at Church Lady Now. Please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, because we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And remember, if you want to become a ministry partner for Church Lady Ministries, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information. You can also email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com.
And you can Facebook us, or you can use either one of our Facebook accounts. So to get more information, you can visit us at Facebook, you can go to Church Lady Ministries, and you can call us. Area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So until next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, I say have a blessed day, because thank you for joining Church Lady Ministries.